The 49ers are the piece of the puzzle that the Rams just cannot solve. So what comes next? That's next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. Not only do I host the Locked On Rams podcast, but I'm also the host of the Rams pre, half, and post game show on their flagship station, ESPN 710. Also host the Travis and Sliwa show, which is on each and every day on ESPN 710 as well, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. What a mess for the Rams this weekend. Here's what I want to get into on the pod today, but not before I remind you that you need to click that subscribe button in your podcast feed so you get your Rams content every single day. Also, I would remind you to go check out our Locked On Rams YouTube page. Had two separate people come by outside SoFi Stadium yesterday and tell me, hey, I love the podcast on YouTube specifically, so you might want to check that out as well. Locked On Rams on YouTube. The game that they have coming up in 6 days against the Tampa Bay Bucks, it's their season. It really is. Lose that game, and that's about it. There really isn't much left to be optimistic about. Win that game, and oddly at 4-4, you're still right in the middle of things in the NFC. Now, I don't think the Rams are in any sort of position to be dangerous in the playoffs, but you know what it might look like 2 months from now. Who knows? But you got to get in the first place, and I don't think you can get in if you don't win that game against Tampa. That's coming up in just a little bit. There was, I think, a bit of a silver lining in yesterday's game. Not much of one, but I'm going to give it to you. Thought Allen Robinson did a pretty good job, minus, obviously, that penalty. That's coming up before too long as well. But let's just kind of dive right into it. That makes eight in a row. That it was seven, now it's eight. Eight in a row to the San Francisco 49ers during the regular season. We all know that they beat them during the NFC Championship game, and thank goodness for that, or otherwise, what would we be talking about right now? The 49ers are the puzzle that the Rams can't figure out. Why not? Why can't they do it? Is there just something about the matchup? I've been searching for the analogy. Is it playing against your older brother? Is it, you know, playing against your best friend that just knows exactly what it is you like to do, and he's going to make sure that you don't get to do it? Is it something like playing against your dad, and until you beat them, you're never going to be able to beat that person? I don't know exactly what it is. I just know that this is a horrible matchup for the Rams, because this is exactly what has happened in the previous seven times. This is exactly what the 49ers look like when they play Los Angeles. This is exactly what it's going to look like, really, for the foreseeable future when the Niners come to LA, which is a stadium that's got, 75% San Francisco 49er fans in it. Like, I'm a Rams fan. I was in the building. It's embarrassing, but it is what it is. We can't pretend that it's not happening because it is. So, what's going on? I think this one was a little bit different because the Niners made the move that the Rams did not. The Rams were in on Christian McCaffrey, but did not have enough. I shouldn't say didn't have enough. They were unwilling to put in as much as Carolina wanted to get for McCaffrey. The Niners were able to do it, and we saw what difference McCaffrey made. McCaffrey threw for a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown. He made a beautiful catch on a touchdown reception as well. The touchdown hat trick through the on the ground, through the air, and then he threw one as well. Just a tremendous performance for him. And the Rams just don't have an answer for him. The Rams do not have a dynamic playmaker like that on their roster. You know, Cooper Kupp, as good as he is, and we'll talk about his injury later on this week, he can't do that. He can't be everywhere to everybody. And then the Rams, and that was the new part. The new part of it is, there's no answer for Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey is the perfect weapon for Jimmy Garoppolo because he catches the ball out of the backfield. He's a threat in the running game. He's strong. He's fast. He's all of these things. Now, how long he stays healthy, time will tell. Who knows? That's been the chink in the armor for McCaffrey, is that he can't stay on the field, but we'll see. but it allows Jimmy G to be the best version of himself. I have not seen every San Francisco 49er game of Jimmy G's career. I have seen every 49ers game of Jimmy G's career against the Rams. And as far as I can tell, he's Montana and Young. As far as I can tell, he's the best quarterback in the history of the world. I know he's not, but I know that the Rams can't get to him. I know that they can't put him in a position where he has to be the one to make big plays, because even though the Rams had a 7-0 lead, even though they had a 14-10 lead, even though the Rams played what I thought was a pretty good first half, at least offensively, Jimmy G never had to really do much. He just needed to turn around, hand it to McCaffrey, turn around, throw it to McCaffrey, turn around, throw it to Kittle, and just nothing particularly challenging. Very, very few deep shots down the field. And that was the part that looked so familiar again. Very little pressure. I know Leonard Floyd finally got back there for a couple of times this year, but this was not where they were terrorizing Jimmy G. This was not where he was on the run from the second he caught the ball. They were able to do very methodical drives down the field. They were able to keep the defense on the field. They were able to keep drives going. And what they did, perhaps more than anything else, and in particular, what they do far, far better than the Rams when they go head-to-head. How many times were you watching that game yesterday? And the Rams are 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-10, right? A lot. How often are you going to convert 3rd-and-7, 8-and-10 in the NFL? Not very often. By comparison, look at what the 49ers were doing. The 49ers have a bunch of 3rd-and-2s and 3s and 4s. You're going to convert 3rd-and-2s and 3s and 4s in the NFL, especially if you can run the ball a little bit, because I got to play it two ways. The Rams do not run. They can't do it. Their offensive line was a lot better. There's a lot of things that we're going to unpack over the course of the week. This is another good reason why you need to make sure that you subscribe to Locked On Rams. But the Rams offensive line this week was actually probably the best effort that they've had all season long. Matthew Stafford only got sacked a couple of times, and that was 7 the last time they played it. Brian Allen coming back, I thought, made a good deal having Lark Jackson at his more natural left tackle position. I thought made them a lot better. None of those guys running the ball, though, made much of a difference. You know, none of them, whether it was Henderson or anybody else, Ronnie Rivers, or it just isn't there. There isn't anybody that defense respects that you think is going to make you pay on the ground. So they're just going after Matthew Stafford. He doesn't have a ton of options. Cooper Kupp really seems to be the only guy that he fully, completely trusts. Van Jefferson comes back, 0. Never mind 0 catches, 0 targets. It's like it wasn't even there. Just a complete disaster for the Rams. A blowout loss. A loss where you get shut out in the second half. A loss in the division. You lost both games to the 49ers in your own building with 80% 49er fans or whatever the number was. Just a complete loss to Sunday afternoon. And now you're basically in. If you lose another game coming up in a week, you're looking at what would that be? That'd be 3-5, and you've got a whole bunch of games on your schedule that could go either way. You're not going to run the table. You're not going to win more than you lose at that point. I think you got to hope, if you're a Rams fan, if you're a Rams player, if you're a Rams coach, 9-8 is the number. Get on the right side of 500. Hope that's good enough. It might be, but you can't fall too far behind, simply because, not that you can't make up the ground, you're not good enough to make up the ground. There's enough time. There just isn't enough talent. There isn't enough execution on this team this season. All right, coming up next, one of those silver linings. I thought Allen Robinson for the second week in a row was a part of that offense. At least he was in the second half. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. This Locked On Rams podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. Have you gotten stuck in that mode? It's happened to me a million times, where you get fixated on the problem, where you get fixated on the thing that's not working in your life or at work or whatever it may be, instead of focusing on the solution to the problem, instead of focusing on a way to work through the problem, work a way to help you get over the problem. This is where therapy can help, and this is why BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient, it's secure, it's accessible anywhere, and it's 100% online. The benefits of therapy are really remarkable. You can learn coping skills to deal with things when they're not quite going the way that you want. You can feel better about yourself, feel better about going out in the world and doing what it is that you need to get done. If you're dealing with any sort of trauma in your life, therapy can certainly help you with that as well. And I've seen a lot of people in my life start therapy, go through therapy, and they come out and they're feeling a lot better about it. Everybody deserves to feel their best, and BetterHelp makes it easier to get started. All the benefits of in-person therapy, plus it's more convenient, more accessible, and more affordable as well. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It could not be any simpler. There's no waiting rooms. There's no traffic. There's no endless searching for the right therapist. Get unstuck with BetterHelp. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/lockedon. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lockedon. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, there were not a lot of great things going on at SoFi Stadium for the Rams on Sunday by the end of the day, but I do think that there were a couple of silver linings there that definitely got buried over the course of the 3 hours that game took place. Fact of the matter is, I thought their first half was their best offensive half of the season. Only 14 points, but they had two long sustained drives. They had two drives that really were very anti-Rams and certainly something that was sustainable against the 49ers had they found a way to continue to do it in the second half. They had a drive in the first quarter that took up nearly 9 minutes. They had another drive that took about 7.5 minutes. Both of them left to touchdowns. One, a Stafford 1 yard run, another one, a Cooper Kupp touchdown. So those long sustained drives that they've really struggled with so far this season, they put a couple together. They didn't mix it up all that well, which is something that we'll continue to talk about. But what was particularly exciting, I thought, and again, this is not a team that's going to, you know, be a favorite going into the playoffs if they even get into the playoffs. But if we're looking at some things that say, hey, look, if this is trending in a certain direction, if we're getting more out of this person or that person now, and you think a month from now, 2 months from now, what could that look like? I think we're finally starting to see the outline of what Allen Robinson might be able to do for this team. Now, the numbers themselves, not eye-popping at all, but relative to where you started, I think there's something there. Allen Robinson had 5 catches for 54 yards. He was targeted 7 times, and a couple of them were really good throws and really good catches in the tight windows, which is something that we have not seen between those two guys before. Matthew Stafford looks at Cooper Kupp first, and then he looks at Cooper Kupp, and then he looks at Cooper Kupp some more, and then he looks at Cooper Kupp. And then after that, he'll start to look for other guys. That was not necessarily the case on a couple of those longer drives that we're talking about. There was one where he had Kupp underneath down the right side in the first quarter. It was a 3rd and 9, and Kupp probably catches it short of the marker, but probably could run it for a first down. Or there's a much bigger chunk down the right side on the sideline, and Stafford throws it to Robinson. Robinson makes a beautiful catch, stays in bounds, and a big chunk play ultimately sets up the first touchdown in the afternoon. That's a play that simply they have not tried or run through the first 5 games of the season. We saw a little bit of it against Carolina a couple of weeks ago, and we saw more of it right here against San Francisco. We saw them go to him late in the game when they were trying to stay in it. They had another big one. And again, it was another moment with Allen. Okay, there it is. There's another play for him that we've been waiting for all season long. That's 2 weeks or 2 games in a row where we've gotten a little bit of Allen Robinson in our life, and then he gets a penalty. And again, you know, whether it should be a penalty or not, to me, is almost irrelevant to what we're talking about. It is a penalty. Everybody in the league knows that that gets flagged occasionally. Everybody in the league knows that when you do something like that, you're taking a risk, and it severely set the team back. Fast forward about, you know, 30 seconds, 5 minutes, whatever it was. It felt like they happened back to back. Tyler Higbee drops that pass, and the game kind of comes unglued from that point. And it's basically over because they had their shot. They missed it. It's not going to happen. But you take together that first half where they were methodical, where they were able to spread the ball around, where you saw it was Kupp, where it was Robinson, where there were some different targets involved in this. Say Higbee got involved a little bit. Skowronek got one. That there were some plays that made you think, all right, they're becoming more than just Stafford to Kupp. And then, of course, Allen Robinson in particular being a part of that is very, very important to what they're going to do moving forward. Because, look, here are the margins, and we'll get into this coming up in just a little bit. They basically put themselves in a position where the high end of their season is about 9-8, where 8-9 feels very realistic. 7-10 could be a possibility as well. 7-10 almost certainly does not get you into the playoffs. 8-9 might. 9-8 probably certainly does. You know, looking at the rest of the NFC, you look like you're going to get one out of the South. It looks like you're going to get one out of the North. You're probably going to get three out of the NFC East, and now it comes down to what you can get done in the West. And can you get maybe three more teams out of there as well? Maybe. They, believe it or not, the NFC West has the third most wins in football. NFC East has the most, AFC East has the second most, and the NFC West has the third most. So, and there's a big drop from 2 to 3, to be sure. But this is what you're talking about. You're going to have to find a way to win some of these games, which means you're going to need to look a lot more like that first half against the Niners, which was good. But again, you had a 4-point lead at the half. It's not like you were running away with it. And you're going to have to find a way to keep Allen Robinson involved in this, because Cooper Kupp turned his ankle a little bit. We'll see what that looks like. You know, cross your fingers that he's okay. But if he's down, that's a wrap. Even if he's back, you're going to need Allen Robinson to continue to play the way that he has over the last couple of weeks. All right, do or die on the season. Next in Tampa Bay, coming up on Sunday. What has to go right? And if it goes wrong, then what? That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. Whether you're looking to pop the question, have a milestone to celebrate, or you want to let your love sparkle, Blue Nile can help you make your celebrations even more memorable. As the original online jeweler, Blue Nile offers the largest selection of independently graded diamonds and prices, or pieces, I should say, priced significantly below traditional retailers, right? You go into a jeweler, don't really quite know. Yeah, I don't know. What's this? What's that? What's that? Blue Nile has helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring. Easy online tools let you choose the diamond, its shape, its size, its clarity, as well as the setting that you'd like to put it in as well. And Blue Nile's bench jewelers will help you handcraft her perfect one-of-a-kind engagement ring. If you don't know what you want, they can help you with that too. They have jewelry experts on hand 24/7, available on the phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift at every single purchase, or at every single budget, I should say. Shop stress-free with Blue Nile's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. All Blue Nile orders are insured and shipped in a free, discreet packaging. They also offer overnight shipping if you are in a rush. Make your moment sparkle with Blue Nile. Go to BlueNile.com. Use the code LOCKEDON to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. That's BlueNile.com, code LOCKEDON to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. BlueNile.com, code LOCKEDON. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast. My name is Travis Rogers. You can follow me on Twitter. You can see it right there on our Locked On Rams YouTube page, at Travis Rogers. Subscribe to all of those things. Get your Rams content every single day. All right, so week 9 of the NFL season sees the Rams in Tampa against the Bucks. Bucks are 3-5. Rams are 3-4. Somebody's walking off that field on Sunday afternoon around 4:30 Pacific time, and their season is probably over. You know, you never say never, right? You got to play it out. It's not even the halfway point, et cetera. Yes and yes and yes. However, 3-6 teams don't make the playoffs. Even Tom Brady's team looks terrible so far this season. 3-5 teams that have no offensive weapons to speak of outside of Cooper Kupp do not win playoff games, do not get into the playoffs. Now, 4-4, yeah, especially in a down NFC, yeah, you can see that there's a road to there. If you are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they come in 3-5, they leave 4-5, you can at least still see it from there. You can tell yourself that story that, look, we are not a great team, but we can be a good team. We can be good when it matters most. This is everything for the Rams, and it really is coming up at a point where they need to figure out exactly what they are. Are they going to make a deal at the trade deadline between now and sometime before November 1st, which is tomorrow as we're recording this, and find some sort of playmaker in the backfield? They don't have one on this team. Maybe Kyren Williams can be that guy when he gets healthy. Maybe that's your best option. Maybe you keep your powder dry and say, listen, it's not meant to be. We are going through what so many teams have gone through, which is we put everything into our Super Bowl season last year. We won the Super Bowl, and now all the bills are coming due. the energy bill is coming due, just the focus and everything. Because look, this team does not look like the team it did a year ago. This team is not as talented. It's not as hungry. It's not as crisp. It's not as it's not anything like it looked a year ago. Even when they went through November last year and they lost three games in a row, you're thinking, okay, that's not a very good team. But or I shouldn't say that they're not playing very well, but that's a pretty good team. They're going to figure it out. This group, I don't know. You come out of there 3-5 with Tampa, and then you've got Arizona, which is kind of your make good. But that really, you look at what's coming up, you're going to have to be on the right side of 500, right? If you are two games below 500, and at that point you would be 3-5, eight in, you got 9 to go. You're going to have to find a way to win to go 6-3 in your final 9. Seems exceptionally unlikely. For a team that would be 3-5 at that point, turn around and go 6-3, not impossible, but pretty unlikely, especially if Cooper Kupp is hurt, especially if you don't find a way to run the ball, especially if Van Jefferson doesn't get involved, especially if the defense can't find a way to put a little bit more pressure on the quarterback. All of the things that you would like to see them do, they need to start happening right now. The season's not over, but you can see it from here. Come out of that game 3-5. By the way, Tampa's not good. That's the other part. It's not just that, oh, you lost to Tom Brady and you lost to the Tampa. Tampa's brand is far better than their actual football. It's a lot like the Rams. Both of these teams are good brands. Both of these teams, oh, Super Bowl champion last year, Super Bowl champion from the year before that, you know, a star coach in Sean McVay, the GOAT quarterback in Tom Brady. You've got all sorts of star players. These are not good teams. The team that loses this is probably done for the season. The team that win it, cross your fingers and move on to the next week and hope you win one more. But the season rides on Sunday in Tampa. We'll talk about Cooper Kupp's injury. We'll talk about that trade deadline. We'll talk about what in the world they're going to do with the running backs. All that's coming up later this week on Locked On Rams. Make sure you subscribe and so you are ready to go. Thanks for making us your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Now make your second listen, Locked On Sports Today. Check out the Locked On Sports podcast, biggest stories, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.